Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette tape series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. This month, you'll hear a message that can improve every aspect of your marketing. This is unlike any contractor marketing message you've ever heard, delivered from one of the true masters in this field. Adams Hudson has wowed national audiences in his standing room only seminars, has published dozens of articles on contractor trade magazines, and has published several books on how contractors can go from dull marketing to high performance marketing. This is a no-fluff, high-speed lesson that will have you listening over and over to extract maximum value. I encourage you to have a pen ready to take notes. Adams Hudson is about to teach you the right ways to market your company better, for less money, less trouble, and in less time than you dreamed possible. So get ready. Here now is Adams Hudson.
Hi there, and thanks so much for that introduction. Who the heck was he talking about anyway? My name is Adams Hudson, and I'm delighted to be here with you. The media has been very supportive of me over the last 2 years, and I'm truly appreciative of that. I hear all sorts of great things about myself, some of which I'm starting to believe, and I hear a lot about the results, but let me get a couple of things out of the way before we go a moment farther. The results are not about me. They're about you. All I am is a messenger. And here's a message that I got back from a contractor who applied the very marketing lessons you're about to hear. Quote, I run a $7 million contracting company and felt I was pretty sharp. I used your direct mail techniques on one letter and set a company record with $369,570 of installs in just 1 month. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it. Sincerely, Dave Hutchins, Tampa, Florida. Well, what Dave learned, he learned in one afternoon, and it will pay him for years. The critical difference is that he applied what he learned, and that's your job now. And for the next few minutes, you're going to get both earfuls from me of this lesson. But if you don't apply what you learn, then you and I both have wasted a bit of our time. My job in this lesson is to help you make good use of your time, hopefully one that will pay you rewards for years to come as well. So let's start by using your powerful imagination just for a moment. Please picture that you're in a room with all of your competition. There's one customer in the middle of the room, and all of you want his business. Well, the message that the customer would get is a bunch of loud, insistent screaming that he couldn't possibly discern one from the other or distinguish you from the crowd. In fact, that's exactly what he's getting now. He is getting it in the newspaper, on TV, the radio, in the mail, and most certainly he gets it in your most expensive Yellow Page ad. The message and methods are the same, and most of them are futile, and all of them are costing you in real dollars that you spend for the ad, in real dollars for the customer that you never got. That's what I call broken marketing, and we're going to fix it in this lesson. We're going to turn your broken marketing into high-performance marketing. Here's a few of the things you'll learn here today. First, how to fix or replace your broken marketing and replace it with high-performance marketing. We're going to review 7 contractor marketing sins and their solutions. We'll see how to create ads that'll outperform 90% of your competition. Believe me, I've seen the competition, and this won't be hard. Number 4, we're going to show you how to keep all the customers that you paid to get. 5, how to create a simple, effective, foolproof marketing plan. Before we go any farther, I want you to please develop the minds of children with me here today. Now, of course, this means that, in fact, you were at once a child. So if you were at one point a child, please erase a lot of what you may have had as preconceived notions of your marketing, and let's start fresh. I am going to grant this freshness by giving you permission to please kill your ads. That's right. Kill the ads that are underperforming for you. Any poor performers, get rid of them. You can also fire your Yellow Page advisor who tells you to increase your budget every year or your entire life will collapse. You can also tell that cute radio sales girl or the latest of your newspaper reps. You don't really want to get rid of them. You don't want to get rid of the media, but you do want to try some new ideas, some new methods within that media that will work better for you. In all these cases, really, we're not killing your ad as much as we are improving the ad so they'll improve your business. So let's spend about 2.5 minutes to see where marketing should fit into your business profile. Bear with me as we go through three business legs that you'll need to be profitable and successful. First is your technical expertise. Most contractors, in fact 78%, enter the field due to good technical skills. They were influenced by someone in the field, or they developed an early interest in how things work. Whether you've got this skill or not, you know that if your contracting business is to thrive, you've got to have great technicians. However, if this becomes the dominant focus of your business, it leads to the largest single myth in all of contracting, and that is, being good at what you do means you'll be successful at what you do. I wish that were true. I truly wish that technical superiority and knowledge gave you a corresponding success rate, but it doesn't. Because what good is your company's technical expertise if your market doesn't even know about you? What does it matter how careful your techs are if there aren't enough sales to pay your overhead? You see, we're a long way from success, so we have to put together our second business leg, which is management expertise. Company leaders must have employees to help their companies grow. They need repeatable business systems to help manage the people and the money. Fortunately, great management training is as close as your nearest trade association or a best practices group, in tapes, seminars, and many talented consultants. The help is there. You just need to access it. So we will assume that you've got great technical proficiency, qualified employees, and some sort of system, however crude, of managing them for your management expertise. Yet the most crucial element, this third leg of business, and the one by which all businesses are either failures or successes, has yet to be addressed, and that is getting customers. Without customers, a business fails. In short, your business is really only about sales. Sales come from appointments, appointments come from leads, and your leads come from marketing expertise. That's the third leg. Businesses do not die from understocked trucks. Businesses do not die from having one tech too many or too few. Businesses die from lack of cash flow and sales. In fact, you could go so far as to say, if your phone doesn't ring enough, you're going out of business. And your phone will not ring enough unless you properly tell your market what you do, how you do it better, and most importantly, why they should care. This statement relates to why one of the most influential business leaders of our entire time said, "Marketing your company is the only profitable investment. Everything else is cost." Dr. W. Edwards Deming made that statement because he saw marketing's job as preeminent in all of your business success. Even though it is so important, it only represents 4 to 10% of your entire sales volume. Yet, with the gravity and importance of marketing and how it governs the rest of your business, most contractors choose to do it the really hard way. First, you may try to spend your way into marketing. That's a really bad, expensive idea. Secondly, you may hope that your competition is so bad that customers will flock to you. Third, you may hope that the weather will send droves of customers your way. That's what we call thermometer marketing, and that's not very smart either. Number four, you may hope that your great, new, super-fantastic ad that was thrown together by people with no marketing skills will work. Or you may hope that customers will be so impressed with your service that they'll tell everyone that they know. Look, word of mouth is great, but it is terribly slow and unreliable. That's no way to build a business. There has got to be a better way, and fortunately, there is. Now with part two of this seminar lesson, we're going to take a look at instant high-performance marketing techniques that you can put in use today. In this part, we're going to focus on your marketing message. I want you to right now start thinking of your marketing message as your salespeople. Your ads are your salespeople. First of all, if you're a salesperson out there, I want to ask, how many of you can actually visit 35,000 prospects before breakfast? Well, don't laugh, because your newspaper can. Let's make this a little easier. How many of you can visit 2,000 selected prospects a week with a hot new finance offer? Well, direct mail can. Now we're going to make it as easy as we possibly can. Who in here can sit down with every single customer you've got 2 to 4 times a year for a nice little friendly chat? Can't do it? Well, guess what? Your newsletter can. What I'm saying is your ads are salespeople multiplied by thousands. Here's the bad news. If they're doing a poor job, it's like having thousands of bad salespeople out there in the public. I like to say it costs the same to run a bad ad as a good one. The only difference is the result. So here's 7 common ad sins and how you can correct them. Number 1, wrong purpose. Yes, you can use a knife as a screwdriver, but it's not designed for that. It's not a good use of that tool. Ads are like tools. They have distinct jobs to do. Using the wrong ad for the wrong purpose cannot achieve its design goal, which brings me to number two, no goal or direction. Most of the ads I critique don't have any goal. If your ad attempts to be all things to all people, you'll be nothing to most of them. You want to give people a straight line from your ad to their game to the phone. That's it. Pretty simple. Number three, no headline. 80% of your ad's effectiveness is in the headline. This applies to every media, but most often I see it in the Yellow Pages, which is, by the way, your most expensive ad, like I needed to remind you of that. I'll often see an ad in there that starts off with air conditioning or heating, or they'll have great plumbing service since 1958, or, here's my favorite, for all your fill-in-the-blank needs. These are not headlines. A headline is a statement of clear, concise benefit to your reader. The nation's top copywriters tell me that if you're going to spend 10 hours creating an ad, spend 9 of them on the headline. Number four, amateur, unsupportive graphics and ad layout. Bear with me here. To your market, your ad is your company. This is to the market that doesn't know you yet. So answer this. An unprofessional, sloppy ad looks like, right, an unprofessional, sloppy company. They don't have any choice but to think that. Distracting, non-supporting visuals detract from the very message you're trying to promote. This includes all manner of silly, outdated, animalistic, cartoony icons that we've seen for years. Pictures of equipment, vans. In heating and cooling, the icon would be igloos or Mr. Sun in a lawn chair drinking a lemonade or penguins. For plumbing, it is the outhouse icon or letters made from piping. Oh, that's clever. In chimney sweeping, it would be any similarity to Dick Van Dyke, the chimney sweeper in Mary Poppins. In locksmithing, it is the overweight burglar in jailer stripes with a black eye mask on. Look, whatever industry you're in, you know what I'm referring to. Please quit using these outdated, distracting graphics. Basically, these icons undo the very message you're trying to build. You're trying to build up-to-date credibility and professionalism. The number five common ad sin is no meaningful, specific customer benefits. I'll often critique an ad that has a menu listing of services, a lot of company bragging, a lineup of logos, a couple of catchphrases, but nothing that tells the prospect what their gain and calling is supposed to be. So try to write ads that say you and your instead of us and we. For example, it's not we have five stock trucks or 24-hour service. It's you get the benefit of five stock trucks. You get 24-hour service. To say we have the best techs in town is not only bragging and commonplace, it is way lower response than saying your problems are handled quickly by neat, polite, skilled techs. Do you see the difference that language makes? You can use you and your four times as often as you can I and we and increase your response. You must serve the customer's needs, not yours. Please, forget ego, think response. Number six, no guarantees. Guarantees are called risk reversers by the great J. Abraham. They must be employed. Half the ads I critique for contractors before a rewrite have no guarantees listed. Yet, and this is interesting, when I call them, almost 90% say they have more than one. Here's my dumb question of the day. Why have them if you don't promote them? What's the purpose? Think service guarantees, installation warranties, response time guarantees, all being very specific. Don't put something like warranties available to make it sound hard to get. Put in there 5-year parts and labor warranties, meaning you can't spend a penny on repairs for 5 solid years. Make it real, make it measurable. Instead of saying we have guaranteed service or on our expert repairs, which is vague, say most plumbers offer a 30-day repair warranty, but with our drip-free guarantee, if our repair fails in 6 months, we fix it again free. Spend the time developing the risk-free nature of your ad. There is a magical attraction in being risk-free. Number seven, no call to action. This is the entire point of your response-driven ad. You must tell people what to do. It is nonsense to expect that you've totally and completely brainwashed them into response if your ad doesn't spell it out for them. Too many ads have a bunch of stuff in them about greatness in service and equipment, but they stop short of telling the customer how to actually get the benefit. If you want action, you must say something like, call now, or call Lisa for your free energy survey, or be among the next 20 callers and get a free filter and carbon monoxide test. Or, well, you get the idea. Give your customers and prospects an action statement, and it'll boost the response rate. If you'll correct just a few of these problems with your ads, you'll find they instantly outperform your old ones. If you will apply all of these correcting techniques, you'll outperform 90% of your competition. Now let's sum up what people actually buy whenever you're sitting down to create your ad. People don't buy your product or service, they buy the result of having it. They don't buy features, they buy benefits. They don't buy from braggers and takers, they buy from servers and givers. They do not buy risk, they buy guarantees. They don't really want cheap, even though you may disagree with me on that. They truly, in their heart, want value. And in virtually every instance I have ever seen, people will pay dramatically more for the cure than the prevention. Okay, now we're going to take a look at 6 basic ad types. I'll give you a clue here. Only 5 of them are worth using, so please listen closely. We're going to show you how to identify them and use them for maximum profit. First of all, you have got to be able to identify ad types so you'll know their purpose. Remember, that was the number one ad sin. So let's start with this first type, which is called all-purpose. It's just like it sounds. It's a general overview of your company and service offering. Now, most Yellow Page ads think they're all-purpose, but they're not. We'll show you in a moment what they are. We produce Yellow Page ads that consistently outperform larger, more expensive ads. How do we do this? We're not geniuses. We just correct the sins we just reviewed a moment ago with sensible, attractive benefits laid out in a way people can actually understand. All-purpose ads contain your identity. They contain something about your guarantees and other services. Next is your image ads. Image ads connote company quality and a higher level of identity. Your image, and more importantly, your character, is what is judged in these ads. Let me give you a secret here. You'll get an image whether you advertise for one or not. If you only advertise low prices, please don't complain to me that you get a bunch of price shoppers. You threw the bait out there that was your image. Low prices gets price shoppers. It's plain as that. If you have a high image ad, here's a secret. You will appear more expensive and of higher quality. So when your prices are only competitive, it appears to be a better value. That's a great side effect to having high image ads leaking throughout your marketing message. When you review an ad that was meant to raise your image, here's a simple test. Just ask yourself, does this support our higher ideals of quality, or does it make people think of a contractor sting on Dateline NBC? Be sure, or you will inadvertently reduce the image that you're trying to pay to get. That's not a wise investment. The number 3 ad type, direct response. These are the heavy hitters of lead generation. They're very powerful. They typically have a distinct offer in them, something that at least attempts to make them irresistibly beneficial. There's oftentimes a limited time, like in a number of days or a number of weeks. There may be a limited quantity. Here's a warning. If overused, they can cause a credibility drop. Wait, let me rephrase that. This is my seminar. I'm going to rephrase that. They will cause a credibility drop. They use emotional, highly sales-charged copy that makes an offer that often requires an immediate response. Direct response is my most favorite ad type, and if I'm known for any type of advertising, it is direct response. I'm very fond of this style, but here's a few more notes about using direct response. First, if your business is affected by the weather, use direct response during pre- and post-season to pull leads when the weather doesn't. A chimney sweep, for example, could run a fantastic summer chimney cleaning special. It would be tremendously credible because it would have reasons for the price adjustment, and everybody understands it. If you're a pool cleaner, you would run the opposite. You would run some sort of winter pool cleaning special. There are countless reasons for both services in the off-season. Heating and air conditioning dealers, you have natural reasons to promote spring and fall for the same reasons. Less frequently, if you're weather-driven, I would use direct response in mid-season. I would only do that to pull hungry buyers from the competition. Second note about direct response. If you offer a discount or a rebate, do not use a round figure like 200, 500, or 1,000. This appears totally arbitrary to customers. Same for percentage discounts if you have multiple items for sale. Don't use 10%. In each case, better use an exact figure that has substance. For example, 12% off or 14% off. Or in the price reduction, saying $780 off of our top-selling system is far more attractive than saying get $1,000 off during our hot January blowout or whatever other overused phrase is being used out there. Be specific. Number three note, don't get hooked by the response you can get off of a well-written direct response ad. I can't overstress it. Just count up your sales, put every single lead you get into a warm prospect file, and recontact those people. If you simply follow one direct response campaign with another, you will short-circuit every effort for image and credibility you're trying to make. Direct response is powerful. I'm fairly known for this type of marketing. As I mentioned before, I do enjoy it. I suggest no more than 65% of your marketing budget and message go toward direct response, no more than that. You can pile lead count on salespeople in a short order, and it's fun to use. You'll be amazed at the results, but like an atomic weapon, be very careful with the application. Number four, ad type, is the exact opposite of direct response. It's called institutional. This is what most contractor advertising is. They're filled with unrelated elements, with no direction, sloppily laid out, and say nothing about a prospect's gain. In fact, they contain about all seven ad sins in one package. If you can tell I don't like them, you're right. Pointedly, they don't work. When you see multiple logos, pictures of equipment, starbursts with prices, no attempt at a message, blah, blah, those are institutional ads. In fact, earlier when I said that most Yellow Page ads think they're all-purpose, but they're not, what they really are is institutional. I don't recommend institutional advertising for any form or fashion of marketing. Just send me the money instead. You'll come out ahead. Number five ad type is called branding. These can also be called TOMA ads, which stands for Top of Mind Awareness. It's typically in the newspaper campaign. Their intent is to raise consumers' awareness of your company name as a brand. Typically, these are small ads run repeatedly, and they do work. However, the entire branding movement, which implies that a great brand could be a substitute for product or service, has been proven resoundingly incorrect. Branding was the great marketing buzzword of the 90s, and some still talk about it like it's some sort of advertising savior. It's not. Branding in the contractor world can be seen as building your company as a brand of service or product, and that's fantastic. I highly recommend a branding program for you, but please don't let it eat more than about 6% of your marketing budget, and if it does eat up more than that, use it very carefully. Branding ads are usually seen in the newspaper as a one-column by two-inch-tall ad, and though small, they can do two big things. First, 90% of the buying decisions are made in the subconscious mind. The fastest way into the subconscious mind is through repetition. TOMA is the least expensive way to get there. The second big thing that they do is they'll probably reduce your newspaper rate since they increase your volume. Played correctly, I've had contractor clients who got an entire 26 or 52-week branding program for free due to the rate reduction. Not a bad deal. Next, the most important marketing type that may be the least costly and most overlooked for contractors is, number six, retention. If you have any customers at all, this is your most important type of marketing. And depending on your field, you've probably paid an average of $275 to $325 to get a customer. But, shockingly, most contractors spend less than $40 in 3 years to keep him. This is a huge hole in your budget. There are many types of retention campaigns. First would be like thank you letters. These go to past check-writing customers. Customers deserve a small, personal-sounding communication that sincerely thanks them for their business. For a measly 40 cents, including postage, you can be a total standout from your competition who thinks that doing nothing is a great idea, which it really isn't. The second type of retention campaign would be happy calls. This is a phone call that does basically the same thing as the letter, but it gains valuable feedback on the quality of the service. Fresh responses are best. Any lingering problem or snap decision by your customer to, quote, not use you again because of something small can be immediately addressed in a phone call. Here's a side benefit of a happy call. If you let your techs and staff know that these happy calls will be made, you'll get an instant quality, politeness, detail, and probably reduce your callback ratio dramatically. Just knowing about it lets them know that there will be eyes watching them after the visit. Happy calls are wonderful. The third type would be loyalty programs. These are retention campaigns that have a sales component in them, such as a service agreement or a customer discount club or something that allows benefits to customers, and it instills loyalty. Yeah, you might say that you're buying their loyalty, but actually at this point, who cares? You know you're the best choice for them. Remain so by creating a loyalty program. These are recommended, but they must be managed. You don't sort of do a loyalty program. You either do them or you don't. A mismanaged loyalty program is asking for dissension, and that's the opposite result you want. Remember, a great retention program keeps customers for pennies, it increases referrals, it increases loyalty, and it is not, I repeat, not a sales message. My summary on these six ad types is, balance out these different ad types to give them high performance marketing. They work as a team, and they multiply your leads and your recognition. Overall, marketing is trying to make ordinary events sound extraordinary. Make your ads and letters sizzle and contain some excitement or amazement. Contractor trades have produced boring, unmoving copycat ads for too long. Step out from the competition. And the good news is that if you do just a little bit of what we've spoken of and make a small effort, you'll stand out. You'll look like some kind of marketing genius. Okay, now, we're going to look at another type of retention program in this part three, and I call this the richest vein of unmined gold in your business. We're going to show you how to keep all the customers you paid to get, increase upsells and referrals, keep customers out of the yellow pages, that's a good thing, and how to separate yourself from the competition all in one marketing piece. Tiny bit of background here. Contractors are in the nasty habit of getting a customer and believing that they'll stay. Oh, and they do stay. They stay right in the customer files, rarely if ever to be contacted again, except for a sales message. But all the while we were ignoring them, they'd be thumbing through the yellow pages or writing a check to the competition. And there goes the referrals, thousands of other upsell dollars, the referrals of the referrals, and on and on. Here's why 9,000 paying home service customers said they went to your competition, in order from lowest to highest. 4% said your pricing was unfair. That's a pretty small amount, and most contractors thought that was number one. 9% moved away. 12% had an unresolved complaint. You didn't give them a chance to get the complaint resolved. 16% of your lost customers took a competitor's offer. Ouch, I really don't like that figure. But here's the worst one. Here's the one you should focus on. 55% of the customers you lose left you because of your indifference. Actually, all that means is they didn't think you cared whether they stayed or left, so they just wandered off. They migrated, as I call it. And by the way, customers don't usually give us the courtesy of a phone call when they leave either. They're just gone, and we're continuing to think that they're our customers. If you're a salesperson listening to this, let me ask you something. Who's more easily sold, the loyal customer or the first-time caller? Who's more likely to spend more? Who takes less time to make a decision? Who's more likely to give you a referral? I think you see where I'm going with this, and here are the numbers to back me up. Loyalty spending is 33% greater than that of non-loyal on the same items. Referrals among the loyal group are 107% greater than that of non-loyals. It's clear that customers value us, but only when we value them, just like every real relationship in life. Our valuing them is the missing ingredient when we only bombard them with sales messages. That's not a relationship. That's an obligation, and it's no good. It's shallow. Dr. Robert Cialdini calls this the rule of reciprocity. In his book called Influence, he found that the number one tool for influencing people in a relationship is through reciprocity. I'll sum that entire rule up in three words. Give to get. Give to get. That's what it takes. It sounds like a teacher we had 2,000 years ago with a very similar philosophy, but it applies just as well in business, too. You can solve this problem with the tool that J. Conrad Levinson called the most powerful guerrilla marketing weapon on the planet. That one tool is the customer retention newsletter. Your customers deserve this benefit of doing business with you, and they appreciate them. It puts your name in their mind 2 to 4 times a year, and the good ones get read or get held on to or dog-eared or circled, get passed along to neighbors. But your newsletter had better do 4 things to be successful. First, it needs to look and sound professional. You're ruining whatever image you're trying to build if you allow it to be amateurish or cartoony or have misspellings. Number 2, it needs to be about things other than your particular trade. First, you just want to be seen as a home expert whose advice is more like a consultant. Plus, you want that advice to be interesting or no one's going to read it. Third, it must balance information and sales. Too much selling and it goes into the trash can where it belongs. It's like a brochure. Too much soft information and people wonder why you sent it. Balance the information and the sales message to get great response. Number 4, it must be regular. Newsletters are not occasional items. You don't do them once and forget about it. You must continue a regular customer retention program for it to be effective. In fact, of every single marketing tool we've spoken of here today, customer retention is the one expense that you want to increase. Why is that? Well, it's because if you're spending more, you've got more customers. In a perfect world, we would only have customer retention and get rid of all the other media. Customer retention is costing you much more by not having it than having it. The only person who benefits by you not doing one is your competition. Get a powerful customer retention program started as soon as you can. Our company would be happy to send you a free sample of our customer retention newsletter. All you need to do is contact us. Okay, we made it to part 4. We're going to take an insider's view of the top media choices and then the most simple, easiest marketing plan you've ever seen. Before we go into all the individual media, I want you to start thinking about it. What is your number one ad expense? To most contractors I speak with, it is the dreaded Yellow Pages. That's number one. The media that everybody loves to hate. We design hundreds of Yellow Page ads per year, and we're obviously paid more to create larger ads. But more times than not, I suggest that you reduce the size and expense of that ad. Why? Here are the numbers. 77% of contractors spend over half their budgets in there. Yet, only 13.4% on average of sales volumes result. 81% of contractors rank their own ads and leads as fair or poor. Contractors rank 9th in overall spending categories for the Yellow Pages, but their lead results aren't in the top 150. Here's the good news about Yellow Pages. The traffic and spending by Yellow Page shoppers is astounding. It's a must-be place. Millions trust the Yellow Pages and go there to find a contractor. In fact, over 50% of Yellow Page shoppers bought within 48 hours. That's tremendous, except contractors are doing it wrong. You should get this ad fixed first. If this is your largest expense, please spend the time to get that ad well designed. I don't care if we do it or someone else, but make it stand out from the competition. You can put the savings into more creative media such as number 2, newspaper. Daily newspapers can be fantastic sources for almost all ad types. Image should go in the business and women's sections. Direct response ads can run on page 2, 3, 5, the weather page. If you can get it, go above the fold on the right reader side. I do not recommend supplemental publications, and that is to say, if your newspaper publishes a spring cleaning supplement and you are in the spring cleaning business, there's no truth or validity to the argument that says that that supplement will be around for months, and whenever a homeowner needs it, there's your ad going to be. I don't buy that argument. I have not seen the statistics that support it. I also do recommend newspaper inserts, but not on Sundays. There's too much junk in there. You'll get lost. If you advertise in the newspaper at all, and I hope you do, are you on a contract? If not, big problem. Please ask your rep these 3 questions as soon as you possibly can. First, what is my volume discount for going on a contract? Secondly, do you have a TOMA program? Thirdly, tell me about your rerun rate. We won't go into the answers now, but that can lead you easily to a 40%, 50%, or 60% savings over the open rate in newspaper. You can thank me later for that. Also, newspaper are awesome sources where you get free PR. If you have a newsletter, you can send your newspaper articles from your newsletter every month. Stay in touch with the features editor. You will get a call as an expert, or you will have your feature articles printed, and that is money for nothing. That's terrific. Number three media would be direct mail, one of my favorites. It's the most targetable of any media, including the telephone, because your letter can get into the mail even if you can't get through on the phone. It's also non-invasive. The list is more important than the message. I'd love to sit up here and tell you that I believe I write the best ads in the world and they'll work on anybody. They won't. Who gets the letter is more important than what it says. You have a variety of postage choices. When you send a direct response letter, it would be best to use some sort of live postage. Live only means a stamp that looks more personal. You can get live bulk rate. It used to be called bulk, now called standard. Most people don't know that exists. Try that for your next big mailing if it's not very time sensitive. Standard rate may take you about twice as long as first class to get there. It only costs you about 30% as much. I like letter sequences as well, where the letter links to a follow-up and so on. They're great for increasing response from the same list. I also enjoy mailing back to prospects that did not buy the first time. Give them an added incentive or benefit for responding now. Most of the people who call back from these have bought. They've already seen your product or service. They've probably gotten a quote. They got your follow-up letter. Now they're buying. That's like pulling money out of the trash can. New customers also need to hear from you through direct mail pretty quickly to cement that relationship, and it forces people to quit shopping as well. Old customers need to hear from you through some sort of customer retention method we talked about earlier. I do like postcards, but I find that they're way more effective within a price point of $0 to $100. Please don't try to sell a new system or a $2,000 to $5,000 item in a postcard. It's not going to work. Go to a letter. The next media would be radio. Radio is fantastic for top-of-mind awareness. The message must be super clear and very quick. I like to repeat the offer twice during the ad, maybe using a little bit different phrases. I would use radio as a support for printed offers. I might shy away from it more as a standalone for a direct response offer. Drive times are typically classified as 7 to 9 a.m., 11 to 1 for lunch drive time, and 4 to 6 p.m. for the going home from work drive time. Those are your best times for the most volumes of listeners. If you want to do any holiday buys, that is Thanksgiving through New Year's, buy them well in advance of the season, or you won't get in and you will pay a premium. Radio offers also a tremendous personality building platform. Your company owner or spokesperson can get on there regularly and become a trusted friend to the listeners. The number five media is the internet. If you have an internet website, promote it on every single thing you have. Just put the address on there. Free info is a standard on the internet. That's another reason to have a newsletter. You'll always have content. Be concise. Try to be impressive. The exact same ad rules apply except for one. Use shorter sentence length, shorter paragraphs. People get eye strain more quickly on the internet than they do in the printed word. Try to stay fresh. Change your website. People who come back for repeated visits should be rewarded with something new, something different. Involve these people. Have surveys, questionnaires, contests where people can maybe enter their birthday. But whatever you do, and this is critical, capture the email address. Offer them something free, a free e-zine. Anything you can to get that email address is worth doing. The next media would be TV. It's the most powerful media we've got. Cable buys are exceptional in certain markets. The weather crawl can be also very effective if you have a seasonal message you want to promote. Do not attempt a solo effort on TV unless you're spending about 8% of your sales in marketing. This is because TV is a tremendous pond. You don't want to spend a little and be a very small splash. Humor is also very, very risky on TV. Do not attempt humor unless you have a professional, funny, creative team on hand. Your professionalism or personality building can be done very effectively within your branding campaign on TV. The seventh and final media is the telephone. Some don't consider this a media at all, but I do because it is your most common customer contact of all. You should have the height of professionalism here, a consistent message all the time. Here's a warning. Your cheap frontline phone answerer is going to cost you three times what a good one would because you're losing points for rudeness or discourteousness or unprofessionalism. By the time a customer has finally called you, your ad or your referral or your yard sign has done the work. You're just a fraction away from getting the sales you meant to get. Please don't blow it with poor phone manners. Lastly, on the telephone, outbound customer service department calls can be very effective for small service sales or appointments that are deemed a customer benefit. Now, we're going to take all this jumble of stuff, we're going to put it together in a simple plan. I don't imagine too many of you out there listening to me now love laying out marketing plans, except maybe a few inclined toward masochism. However, it has been said, and I truly believe it, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But before we go into the plan, let's review very quickly. We saw the problems with your broken marketing in part one. In part two, we identified and improved on six ad types. Next, we saw how a powerful customer retention program can pay you tremendous returns. Then we reviewed how they're used in different media. Now we're sticking it in a plan. But fear not, here's the Hudson Inc. semi-world-famous seven-sentence marketing plan. Hopefully you'll use it and make it world-famous. First question, who are you trying to reach? That's from your research and demographics. Secondly, what ways do you plan to reach them? That is, which media are you going to choose? Third, what specific benefits will you stress to them and focus upon? This is your unique message, your angle, your identity. Fourth, how much do you plan to spend according to a percentage of your sales goal? Five, what advertising tools will you use? What specific ads, cards, letters, or other? Number six, what are your goals? Is it increased sales, referrals, a higher retention rate? What is it? Put a number on it. Seven, how will you measure, improve, and repeat? You've got to have good tracking and continuous improvement. If you'll answer those seven questions, you'll be on the path to a major marketing plan improvement. I know it sounds simple, but hey, it's a lot better than nothing. Everybody's scariest subject in the above is, how much do I spend? So even though you and I could have an entire day spent on the subject, here's how we classify this for a combination of sales and service to determine a marketing plan. Here's how I rank them. Aggressive marketers spend about 8 to 10% of their sales on marketing. Moderate spend 6 to 8%, and conservatives spend 3.5 to 5%. Now, very quickly, let's take the biggest part of that portion for about a minute review of what you might can spend in your Yellow Page budget since that's your largest. First, take the percentage of your total sales volume that is your service sales goal. For example, let's say you have 30% of your sales which come from your service department. Then, multiply that by 110%. In the example we just gave, that 30% now becomes 33% of your total marketing budget. That is all I would spend in the Yellow Pages. The third step is go do something else. Quit analyzing this to death. Spend whatever savings you might gather in the creative media we discussed using the methods we talked about. Remember, only 13.4% of your sales comes from the Yellow Pages anyway, so get more creative and regular with your supportive marketing efforts. In no contractor case that I can imagine would I ever recommend spending more than 70% of your ad budget in Yellow Pages. Now, in summary, here's your action plan. First of all, thank you so much for your time in listening to this rather long-winded and hurried marketing seminar. You have lots of things on your to-do lists, but sadly in business, the only thing that counts is the done list. If this message that you heard here today means anything to you or has been important, please make it your personal goal to move these items from the to-do to the done list. First, know your competition. Know his methods, his prices, his tactics for customer expectations, and number two, exceed those expectations. Use your benefits listing to outshine whatever the competition is doing. Number three, write out and follow your seven-sentence marketing plan. Number four, please kill those low-performing ads and apply the high-performance techniques to the others. Number five, have a supply of ready-to-run professional ads that balance out your marketing attack for each month according to your budget and profile. And number six, continue to acquire new customers, but never ever sacrifice your current ones. I can't overstress that. Lastly, please keep the true goals of working alive. Your goal for working is not always for more money. It's for more time with your family. It's for less stress. It's for better lives for your very employees. High performance marketing is a great way to help you get there. Mostly, though, your goal is to learn while you're serving others. It has been my pleasure to serve you here today. Thank you.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's tape. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandy & Associates on the World Wide Web. Our totally redesigned website now has a complete listing of all of the products and services Grandy & Associates has to offer. Our address is www.grandyassociates.com, and it is also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandyassociates.com. One last comment. Grandy & Associates' newest program called the Basic Business Bootcamp is taking the industry by storm. Contractors from across the country are traveling to Owensboro, Kentucky to attend Tom Grandy's bootcamp. If you're not generating the profit you deserve, I would suggest you seriously consider attending the 3-day bootcamp to learn all the basics of how to run a profitable business. To sign up for one of the monthly programs, simply give us a call at 1-800-432-7963. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.